expected that pass. It was a design pass to him. They sell everything to the right side of the field. They set up a screen pass on the backside to Tyler Ladd. The throw, though, by McKinney leads him a little too much. And I think it's fortunate for the Pirates because they completely fell for it. We're trying to get to the quarterback. If Ladd completes that pass, I think he goes for a big gain. Regardless, though, 4th and 19 for Marlette, and the punting unit is on the field.
And it's a high snap, but brought in, and the punt is away. Nothing spectacular, nothing to write home about as it bounces at the Harbor Beach 47-yard line, practically the first down marker, plus 2 yards. And it will be brought down and spotted down by Tyler Ladd. 1st and 10 for the Pirates from their own 47-yard line. Left or right across your radio with 8:08 before halftime.
Yeah, Harbor Beach with a 7-0 lead here at home on senior night, looking to keep their foot on the accelerator. Defense has been struggling this season. You can say the same for Marlette. They've done a nice job so far. Now it's time for the offense to come through and give them a 2-score lead.
Harbor Beach's last drive results in a touchdown, covered 70 yards in 7 minutes and 42 seconds were taken off the clock. Extra point was good from House. It's 7-0, Harbor Beach leading. And now with the ball back at their own 47-yard line, left to right across the radio. Two wide to the left, one to the right, two men in the backfield, Kirsch in the shotgun. Back to pass. Here comes the pressure, and he has a wide-open Tyler Vollmering, and he has to move, lunge for this one out. It falls incomplete. No defenders around him. Incomplete. Second down, 10 to go.
Well, the whole Marlette defense fell to the play-action run. They put the ball in number 7, Brandon Puff's arms. Kirsch pulls it back. The running back to his right on the play is Vollmering. He streaks right around the end, down the middle of the field. The linebackers collapse for the run, and just behind them, Vollmering shows up wide open. Kirsch leads him just a little bit too much. Vollmering leaps for the play, dives, but can't come up with it. The ball is out of his reach. Big shot there for the Pirates. Miss. 2nd and 10 coming up.
And it's going to be a quarterback keeper right up the middle. Kirsch has room to run. He has the first down to the 40, to the 35-yard line, and finally brought down at the 33 by Brett Knox. It's the first down and then a whole bag of chips. New set of downs, move the chains for the Pirates.
Well, you see the difference I've seen in this Harbor Beach team early from week one, Clark, and we've seen him to week this week, is the confidence of Brady Kirsch at quarterback, not only throwing the football, but having the confidence to run the ball when he sees an opening, not forcing it to his senior running backs like Puff. He's keeping himself, and he's found a couple big gains in this game for Harbor Beach, and that's been crucial for getting first downs.
A 20-yard gain there. Kirsch now 5 carries for 51 yards on the night, leading the way for the Pirates. This is a handoff to Brandon Puff, trying to work his way through that B-gap. Gets past the 30-yard line down to about the 28. It's going to be a gain of 5 yards, brought down by A.J. Choik. And it's going to set up a 2nd down, 5 yards to go. 7:18 before halftime.
And like we're saying, you can give it to Puff just about any time you want. He'll get you 3-4 yards. But the defense knows that, too. He is the primary guy. And when you go away from him and use it correctly like Harbor Beach is doing tonight, they've gotten big plays going away from Puff, using him as the decoy, because defenses respect his ability to create big plays on his own.
Two wide to the left, Hansen to the right. Kirsch in the shotgun. And going for the screen pass to the left, it is incomplete. Hit the hands of James Shelke and falls incomplete. And looks like we have a little bit of an injured Marlette player. Number 23 has his helmet off. That's Ethan Stover, and he's going to take himself off the field. Yeah, with a 3rd and 5 coming up.
He looked like maybe he got hit in the chops here, Clark. Maybe lost his breath there. He's going to come off the field for a play here or two probably, but it doesn't look too serious to me. I think he'll be back in no time.
As the officials take a look here and the medical personnel on hand with 6:47 left in the second quarter.
Now back to that last play, Clark. Very uncharacteristic to see James Shelke drop that pass. Kirsch puts it right on the numbers. But you know how those playmakers get sometimes, Clark. They're already looking upfield a little bit to make that first guy miss and turn it into a big play. And in this case, got a little ahead of himself. The ball goes right between his hands and falls incomplete.
It's 7-0, Harbor Beach leading. About halfway through the second quarter, Marlette's drives have resulted in 5 yards, 33 yards, and negative 11 yards. Harbor Beach with the ball on about a two-minute drive so far. This started at their own 47-yard line. They are at the Marlette 28.
Well, Marlette's last drive caught Harbor Beach completely off guard. They get a deep pass down the field for a big gain, completely called back due to a holding penalty, and that really took the wind out of their sails on that drive. A big stop here by the Marlette defense would certainly change things for them.
Third and five, spread formation, and Kershaw, the keeper, gets to the original line of scrimmage and nothing more. And Harbor Beach is going to be faced with a fourth down. They're going to say actually a loss of a yard. Brings up fourth down, six to go. Brought down by Ethan McKenney, quarterback and linebacker for Marlette.
Well, Marlette gets the job done on third down. Brings up fourth and six. Know Coach Schelke very well. They're on the 30-yard line, maybe just inside of it. They're going to go for it here, Clark. Just a matter of what they decide to do, if they run the football or they go play action.
Timeout called by Harbor Beach, their third and final timeout of this first half, facing a fourth and six to go on the WLW Sports Network. Harbor Beach 7, Marlette 0.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Fourth and six for the Pirates, going for it. And they roll to their right. Kirsch downfield to Tyler Vollmering, hits him and thrown a little bit behind him. Hits him at the 7-yard line, falls incomplete, and it's going to be a turnover of downs. Marlette gets the ball back to their own 29-yard line.
It sure looked like, from where I was sitting, Ethan McKenney comes out of nowhere and deflects that pass just enough where Tyler Vollmering couldn't quite pull it in. Turnover of downs. The Marlette defense comes up with a big stop. We'll see if momentum changes here in favor of the road team.
Marlette with the ball at their own 29-yard line. 6:10 before halftime. Coming out in the spread formation. Two wide to the right, two to the left, and now Ethan McKenney is looking for a soulmate in the backfield and finally finds one with Ethan Stover. Man in motion to the far side, that's Brett Knox. And it's a handoff right through the middle, and forward progress is still going. And he breaks free about three tackles, gets the first down, and continues across the 40-yard line out to the 43-yard line. A big 14-yard gain from Brett Knox. The man in motion gets the handoff and pushes the pile all the way out to the 43.
Yeah, that's just a powerful run there, but bad tackling by the Pirates. They got to wrap him up. Instead, number 11, Travis Hansen, comes from his right defensive back position to the middle left side of the field to make that tackle. Not good for the Pirates if they're tackling like that.
Marlette out to pass on first down, and this one was overthrown. Pass was intended for Tyler Ladd. He stands at 5'11", 170 pounds. He would have had to been about 7'11" to bring that one in. Incomplete, second down, 10 to go from their own 43.
Well, that looked like the quarterback we see throwing on Sundays if you watch the NFL at all. That one had no chance of being caught. But you can give credit that time to the Pirates secondary, number 29, Jacob Finkel, in good coverage. The ball had to be thrown a little bit higher because Finkel had taken away the underneath coverage.
At the end of the first quarter and other games, Cass City leads USA 7-0. At the end of the first, Cass City 7-0 over USA. That was 18 minutes ago. It's a handoff. Actually, Ethan McKenney on the quarterback keeper gets across the 45-yard line to the 46. It's going to be a gain of three, stopping him from the Pirates' Brandon Puff, linebacker. senior linebacker, had an injury early in the season, back on the field, looks like he's doing well. 5:25 before halftime, Harbor Reach 7, Marlette 0.
He's really the name we call on offense and defense the most for the Pirates, reason being he plays running back and runs very hard at that, and he's all over the field at the linebacker.